InFlight Dublin presents the IFE podcast.
In each episode, we do a deep dive on some of the incredible titles available for passengers to enjoy during their flight. In this episode, we take a closer look at the big winner at the 2020 Oscars ceremony, Bong Joon-ho's South Korean masterpiece, Parasite. In the opening scenes of Parasite, we first meet the Kim family living in poverty in a small and run-down basement apartment. We meet Ki-woo, the family's son, who's visited by a wealthy friend named Min. Min gifts the Kims with the traditional scholar's stone, said to bring material wealth and good fortune to those who possess it. Parasite is loaded with visual language and symbolism, but no symbol is more essential to the film's main theme than this scholar's stone. It's the physical manifestation of Ki-woo's aspirations for social ascension and wealth. After Ki-woo receives the stone, he becomes driven to climb his way out of poverty, to improve his social status, and to become more like his friend Min. During an interview with The Atlantic, director Bong Joon-ho explained, "That rock is assigned this very unique position. It's a kind of obsession for the young son. Throughout the film, he's trying to imitate Min, his rich friend who initiated him into this world. Min disappears in the film after giving him the rock, but the rock is sort of this remnant of his character." The stone resurfaces at key moments throughout the film, reflecting various milestones and turning points in the fortune and self-perceived social status of the Kim family. As the Kims begin to quietly infiltrate the home of the wealthy Park family, they believe they are making their way to a more revered place in society, and with that, Ki-woo's ego begins to swell. At one point in the film, we see a man standing outside the Kim's home urinating on a wall, before Ki-woo picks up the scholar stone and walks towards the door, presumably to threaten the man with. This action highlights Ki-woo's new perspective. This is the first example of him seeming prepared to weaponize his newly attained higher social status. The next time the stone shows up is after a close call where the Park family almost discovers the true identity of the Kims. Ki-woo's aspirations are suddenly in jeopardy, and the Kims return to their basement apartment during a storm to find their home has been completely flooded in the torrential downpour. When it seems that all has been destroyed, something touches Ki-woo's leg. He looks down, and from the depths of the murky water, he lifts the scholar stone. In the midst of all this chaos, Ki-woo's desire for wealth still endures. We then see the Kims taking shelter in a gym following the flood, homeless and drenched alongside hundreds of other lower class families. Lying awake, Ki-woo clutches the stone to his chest. "It wants to be with me," he tells his father. "It keeps following me. I knew it was a sign when Min-hyuk gave it to me, a symbolic gift." Through their infiltration of the Park family, the Kims have experienced life in the upper class, and Ki-woo clings to the dream that this stone will salvage him from his situation, that it can somehow rescue him and his family from poverty. The next time we see the stone is when it plays a key role in the violent climax of the film. As Ki-woo closes in on his ultimate goal of fitting in as part of the upper social class, he needs to tie off one more loose end that threatens to unravel his entire plan. The previous housekeeper and her husband are locked in the hidden basement of the Park home, and in knowing the real identities of the Kim family, they threaten to ruin everything. Ki-woo smuggles a stone into the Park home during a birthday party, where he prepares to use the symbol as a weapon to silence the ones who threaten his hopes for a more dignified life. As he descends the stairs into the basement, he drops the stone, which is promptly picked up by the housekeeper's husband. Maddened by prolonged isolation and the death of his wife, the man violently bludgeons Ki-woo with the stone, allowing it to take its final symbolic form as the physical and metaphorical representation of Ki-woo's downfall. A tragic and violent reminder that the world he longed for and the dreams of prosperity inspired by the stone are just not meant for him and his family. The final time we see the stone is months later. Ki-woo is recovered from brain surgery after the traumatic injuries he received at the Park home. We see him place the scholar stone in a river, where it becomes almost indistinguishable from the other rocks there. In doing so, Ki-woo acknowledges that, like so many others, it's impossible for he and his family to escape their situation. The stone sinks to the bottom, and the Kims remain on the riverbed of society. destined to endure the floods and hardships that inevitably come along with their social status. Parasite made history in 2020 by becoming the first foreign language film to ever pick up a Best Picture win at the Oscars. The film's unflinching portrayal of social inequality, wealth disparity, and class conflict are massively told through its narrative, themes, and visual language. And in doing so, the film asks us compelling questions about our life in modern society. The film's incredible acclaim and commercial success has led to the development of a spin-off TV series from HBO, with Bong Joon-ho himself and Vice director Adam McKay involved as executive producers. The show, also titled Parasite, is said to explore stories that happen between the sequences in the film. The amazing Parasite is available to watch above the clouds when flying with a number of In-Flight Dublin's clients. Thank you for listening to the IFE podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes very soon, and in the meantime, stay safe.